Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the What We Said podcast with Aspen Obard, guys.
Ooh, woohoo!
We're so excited to have Aspen as a guest. This has been a long time coming. She's our number one requested guest. Does that make you feel so honored?
Yeah, really are.
That's so weird.
Seriously.
Who even knows me?
Everyone. kidding? We've gotten lots of messages requesting Aspen, so here you guys go. Here it is. We're just going to jump right into the interview, and then pretty much we'll just be hanging out and talking, but then at the end, we'll do our little quote section.
First of all, are we allowed to say we're at the cabin?
Oh, yeah, we're allowed to say that. I'm like, that's
Where's
a secret.
The cabin?
So we're at my family's cabin. I've talked about this before. I think we talked about it on the last episode, but it has been so fun. We were expecting snow, and it didn't snow, but there's snow on the ground, and it's still so cute and cozy here.
We made the snow happen.
Yeah.
Let's just say
we threw some snow up in photos and made it look very
realistic.
Let's
just say all of us almost caught hypothermia because we had to get those Insta pics.
Here's the thing. I've never been in so much pain, and I know that's like funny to people. You guys are all like, you're so dramatic, but I'm like, no, I've never felt like this. My feet.
Wait, really fast. You have something on your tooth, like literally right there.
Cool. Oh, a little spinach. Oh, yeah. Oh, we're good. I have seriously never been, like, it wasn't even that cold. I don't feel like,
I
but
was pretty cold.
I didn't have,
feet. Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, my feet were, it was not
None
okay.
None of us I were wearing appropriate snow gear.
No.
Yeah.
Except and for I didn't actually, have socks. Probably me and Tyson had the most appropriate snow gear on.
I feel like
and
my,
that
yeah,
was
my
saying a lot.
$10 Old Navy boots, they were not good.
Soaked. They were soaked.
Jason was wearing no socks.
There was ice all over. It was great.
Anyway. Ripped jeans.
Yeah, it was still fun.
Letting
though.
The cold air in at every crevice.
Okay, well, first of all, we want to talk about a lot of people don't know how we became friends and like how we even know each other. So I was like trying to think back in preparation for this podcast. I was like, wait, how do I even, because I know I took your engagement photos, but I'm like, was there any, this is my first memory. Okay. So I remember that someone DM'd me or commented. I don't even know if DMs were a thing, commented on my photo and was like, oh my gosh, Aspen Obard follows you. And I was like, wait, I don't know who that is. And then I went to your page and
That's
I was
rude.
Like, I'm like, who's that?
It's a lot.
No. But I just didn't know. I was like, who's Aspen Obard? And then your name did kind of sound familiar to me. But then I clicked on your profile and I saw that you followed me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she's so cute. And like, she's a YouTuber. This is so fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I followed you back. And so that's when we started following each other. And I don't remember like what year that was or anything.
It probably was 2015.
I think
when
so.
When I got married.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like in high school, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That would have been 2014.
Do you remember how you found my Instagram or anything like
no,
that?
No, it must have just been like on the Explore page, but I feel like, you know, there was just like those people that like back in the day, they still had like you and Tyson and like Zoe, like you had followers. And so I feel like I've probably found you on the Explore page.
Yeah.
And then remember back then, Instagram DMs were like not a reliable way to like communicate. Like they hardly ever worked.
Yeah.
So I don't even know how I reached out to you, but I wanted you to take either my wedding pictures or engagement pictures.
Yeah. And I think you emailed me.
Oh,
and
did
I recognized
I?
Because I looked back. So again,
Wait,
in
you
preparation,
should try to find that.
Okay, you're right, I should. But also in preparation for this podcast, I was like looking through our DMs because I was like trying to find our first DMs to each other. Uh-huh. But there wasn't really, so I took screenshots.
See, that's what I mean is like Instagram DMs, like it's just, they used to great. Not be good. Yeah. So like, we probably can't go back that far. Because we've been really good friends now for literally like since I got married.
Yeah.
Well, we started hanging out probably like a year after that.
Yeah.
So it's been like 2 full years. So yeah. Go that far back in DMs. I don't know if you can.
No. So the only thing I saw that was, it was just Aspen Overd mentioned you in her story and like I mentioned you in my story. Oh, so I couldn't see what those like together, were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on April 25th of 2017, this is a DM I got from you. I'll just show you first.
What?
So I was like, I was doing photography at the time and I needed models.
Oh,
and
my
she
gosh.
Sent me like this ugly photo of herself and was like, I have experience. I'm beautiful. Please pick me. And then
an ugly photo of herself. Thank you.
What am I supposed
like,
to say?
She looks so heinous right here. But
this is the most hideous picture I've ever seen of Aspen.
You literally look like a dinosaur.
I know. It's like my nose.
No, it's a funny photo.
That nose job. Maybe we'll do me justice.
Maybe we'll post it on the story.
Oh, great. Like, we would have been like pretty cool. Like, for me to send you that, like, we would have been pretty close then.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, why do we not have any DMs
when
before that?
When did we go
that?
To Bali?
That was in 2017.
Oh, but it was like later in the year.
Yeah. I don't really know.
That was our first trip together.
Yeah, that was our first, like, major. You came to L.A. and we hung out a few times, yeah. Like, us four, me, you, Leif, and Parker.
Yeah, but remember, it was going to be, like, you were going to shoot photos for us.
Yeah.
That we were going to, like, meet up. Like, we had maybe been DMing or something, so I was in L.A., and you were like, oh, like, I'll take yours and Parker's pictures. Like, let's meet at Santa Monica Pier. And then it rained, so we couldn't, but we were like, oh, let's still do something. And
yeah.
That's, like, the first time that we hung out. Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Okay, I looked up in my email Aspen Overd, and the only thing are Venmo transactions to each other.
Oh, great.
Oh, wait, it's searching.
Like how much?
Yeah, I assume that
paid
I
you
DM'd
for
you,
my
but...
butt.
That is that's me as a friend.
I need to find it. It's searching. Okay, we'll go back to that. But anyway,
yeah,
that's how
I
we
emailed you.
Yeah, and then I took your engagement photos, and that's how we initially met. And then from there, we just became friends. So, sorry, I'm like still going back. Literally all of these.
Venmo?
Oh, wait, I think I found it.
Wait, really?
I think I found it.
That's so funny.
Oh, wait, no, that's not the right person. I'm sorry.
Wait, when did you get engaged? 2015?
Yeah, 2015 in like August maybe.
Oh, okay. And then you got married.
Literally in October, like 2 days later.
Two days later.
It was so quick because we thought our house was going to be done.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't want to move in alone. And then it ended up not being done for another month. So we literally just like rented somewhere for a month. So we got married like so quick to just have to like rent somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I also wanted an outdoor wedding. And so like in November, it would have been too cold.
Too cold. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense.
Honestly, being engaged, I feel like is the worst part.
Really? If I could, like, obviously I wouldn't change anything, but if I could go back, I wish we would have been engaged for like at least like 6 months because I just didn't like
enjoy the process of it.
Yeah. And I didn't really do that much to plan my wedding. Like, I can't remember because it was so long ago, but I swear my mom did like
everything.
And I just didn't care because I trusted her. So I was like, just make it cute.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't really care. And I wish that I would have actually like been more involved and like just taken time to be engaged.
Yeah. That's funny. Cause I feel like some people say opposite, like, I wish I wasn't as engaged.
Oh,
like,
really?
I wish I would have just been like, whatever.
I feel like 6 months is like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's long.
That kind of surprises me about you that you wouldn't be super involved. Cause I feel like you're more like you like things a certain way.
But when it comes to like, I don't like being the center, which people, I say this and people are like, oh, but you're like a YouTuber and you post your life online, but I don't like to be like the center of attention. Like when I'm with friends and stuff, I like will have a big personality like around you guys or like my best friend or like my family or whatever. But if I'm in just a group of people that I'm like friends with but don't know like that well, like I am not like
super
like,
out there.
Like, I'm just kind of more chill and like quiet and go with the flow a little bit. But like I feel like it literally just depends on who I'm with. Like last night when we were going to bed here, I was like, hey, so like, what's the plan for the morning? Like, wake up at exactly this time, and then we're going to breakfast here.
That did not happen.
And then we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like it kind of just
depends on who you're with and like what the situation is.
Yeah, but so with my wedding, I was like, I just, like, obviously I was excited to get married, but for the wedding, like, even when I graduated, I was like, I don't want a graduation party. Like, I don't want anything like that. So with my wedding, I literally was just like, not that I just wanted to get it over with, but I was like,
I get what you mean.
There's kind of that. I feel like the weddings, it has a sense of that kind of feeling.
Yeah, but then now looking back, like, I hate that, like, that was my mentality.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I would have really just, like, truly, which I enjoyed that time, obviously, but, like, looking back, I'm like, I wish it was longer. I wish I would have been more involved, and I wish that I would have, like, not been so, like, freaked out on my wedding day. Like, oh, like, I don't want people, like, paying attention to me.
Yeah. Just, like, been a little more chill on the day of. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, we wanted to talk about your new puppy, your new house, all the new things that are happening in your life, because I feel like your life is...
evolving.
Yeah, evolving, and evolving, like, so yeah. much crazy stuff has just been going on lately. So, yeah. when did you move into your house?
We moved in, like, exactly a month ago.
Okay.
From when we're filming this. So, it's been a month. It's been so fun.
Do you love it?
Yes, I love it. I was so nervous because... if you follow me, you might know that my mom, so like my family moved up to Salt Lake, which is pretty far from Southern Utah. So for the past like 2 years, like I've just been like, hey, this is not home to me because my family's not there.
Yeah. So you've been living in Southern Utah.
In Southern Utah. Yeah. So we thought about moving for probably like a year from like when we actually like did it and like built the house. And now we've moved in maybe like a year and a half. But yeah, I was nervous because we've never lived anywhere else besides when I lived in LA for like 2 days. That's a different story. But yeah, I just was so nervous to move. And like Parker's family's down in Southern Utah. So he was excited, but like it was like I was one who wanted to move more. Mm-hmm. But we had a bunch of reasons we wanted to move. But like I was just like, okay, like I hope we both love it. Like I'm so scared. I don't know. And it's only been a month, but so far, like we both just love it. It's been so fun.
Good.
It's not too crazy different. Like Southern Utah and Northern Utah are different, but it's still Utah. So it still feels like home. So we love it. And I love my new house so much.
I'm so excited to come see it.
Yeah, I hope I'm excited for you to come.
So, when did you get Luma? Like a week ago, right?
Yes. Like a week and a half ago.
And she's a mini.
And I left her.
I know.
How could you?
I know. We thought we'd get her closer to Christmas when I booked like this trip. I was like, oh yeah, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
I have no reason to like not go. Yeah. But yeah, so we got her a week ago. We only thought about getting a puppy for like, I think it was like 2 months, which I thought it was shorter than that. I was like, this is so impulsive.
Yeah.
Like, oh, 2 months. Like that's quick, but. It's okay. Like, it's not too fast. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So, she's a mini golden doodle, right?
Yeah, she's a mini golden doodle.
She's so cute.
So, how big
is she going to get?
She'll be, like, 15 to 20 pounds.
Okay.
So, she's, like, a kind of, like, small, medium dog. Like, she's not a small dog like a chihuahua or whatever, but she's not, like, I would say probably, like, yeah, like, small, medium.
Yeah.
Like, a little more medium. So, it'll be fun because Parker wanted to make sure that, like, she was big enough that we can like play around with her, like rough house with her and stuff. Mm-hmm. He didn't want like
a tiny
dog. Is like a little teacup Yorkie.
But yeah, so
I've wanted
cute.
That since I was little. But now I'm like, I like my golden doodle.
Yeah.
So
no.
Yeah, she'll be good.
Golden doodles, I feel like are so popular in Utah too.
Yeah, they are.
Well, probably because they don't shed, first of all.
Oh, yeah, that's the like number one reason. I was like, I just can't deal with shedding.
And they're just like outdoorsy kind of dogs where they're just like super playful.
Yeah, they're so fun. My mom has one and we're like obsessed with her and she's two now. So she like just within the past 6 months had started like calming down and like being like the best dog ever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I kind of started thinking like, oh, like a few months ago, I was like, oh, like I love Evie so much. Like maybe we should get a dog.
Yeah.
And then I still can't believe we got one.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
I couldn't believe it when you're like, we're doing it. I was like,
I know,
what the
like,
heck?
What?
Yeah. But the puppy stage is nuts. And we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But it is so crazy. Like when we first got Lady, I'm like, I don't understand how this is going to be possible for me. Like I cannot do this. This is so much work. Especially
it's
when
crazy.
You're running your own business and doing your own thing. And then also trying to, it's like definitely a little peek into motherhood, I swear.
Yeah. Oh my
it's
God,
so hard.
So
especially the first week. Like now, I mean, we still watch her literally every second, but I know that she like, she literally only hasn't peed inside like one day. And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I just can chill now. But
Yeah.
But yeah, like the first few days, I'm like, okay, I literally like, I did not take my eyes off of her because I did not want her peeing in my new house.
No, especially because it's brand new.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no.
You know, everyone's like, you're so crazy. I'm like, oh, it's fine. It'll work out.
It'll work out. No.
Once they get potty trained, it's not
a
big deal. And if she doesn't shed, that's amazing.
Yeah. And she, I mean, it's literally been like a week and a half, but even now she's like starting to get it. So I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. And as they get older, it's weird. They do just calm down. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Even Lady, she'll just like sleep so much. And I'm like, this is actually really nice.
Like, I think she's depressed.
I know. She just hangs out. Like, she's not hard.
You're like, is it normal that my dog doesn't want to play at all?
No. She's still playful, but she just is so chill.
No, my dog is 2.5 now. And I said this at the dog park the other day because I used to take her to the dog park. And when it was time to leave, okay, mind you, my dog was 20 pounds when I got her.
Yeah.
And she was 8 weeks old. And so she'd be running around the dog park. I'd be like, okay, it's time to go. Like, she was psycho. And she wouldn't come. Like, when I'm like, okay, come, because there's a million dogs around.
Yeah. Wait, this is recent?
No. This is when she was a puppy.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the first 6 months of her life. It was so stressful. Every dog that would run in, she'd like run after them and like just be so playful. And I just would see these older dogs come in. They're just next chill. To their owners. Like, they'll play a little bit, but they just, like, listen so well.
Yeah.
And all I wanted was, like, my dog to get to that point. And then now my dog is at that point, and I'm like, I want a puppy. She's always playful and fun.
Yeah.
So, but the grass is always greener.
Yeah.
But
it'll be so fun to just, like, watch her grow up.
I know. I'm so sad cute. She's going to be bigger when I get back. Like, I was looking at pictures when I first got her. And then literally it's been a week and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so big.
They grow so fast.
Yeah.
It's insane.
They really do.
Okay. I wanted to talk about a brief summary of kind of your story, just how you got into YouTube, all of that good stuff. So you're a YouTuber and then you also have your own clothing store, Luca and Gray. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to talk about that stuff. Everything. So you got started with YouTube in high school?
Yeah. So no, middle school.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
That's so long ago.
Yeah, that's crazy. It was between my 8th grade year and my 9th grade year.
Okay.
So I don't remember if it was that summer or the summer before. I think it must have been that summer. I don't even know. But I would all, like, I just loved, like, literally just being in charge of everything. Like, being the boss, like, doing everything. So I was making a ton of videos in the summer with my siblings.
So just fun videos.
Yeah, just, like, literally the most random, like, whatever. So I loved like videos and pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I think I must have been like watching YouTube that summer too. And so then at the end of the summer, I was like, oh, this looks like so fun. Like, I want to do this. So I asked my mom if I could do it. And she was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Just like be safe. Like, when I first started, I literally used a fake name. It was Olivia. I made friends. And then like, they would call me that. And then I had to eventually be like, oh, it's actually like not my name. And like one of my friends, like she just like took forever to like, because we were friends, but just like becoming friends, you know? Mm-hmm. So like we would just talk like online and the other friends would like call me Aspen and she was like, wait, what? Like who? So it was just so embarrassing. I'm like, thank goodness I went to my like original name.
Yeah. That is what year was this that you started?
I think it was like, has it been 8 or 9 years now? I can't remember. Like 2010 maybe. I think it was 2010.
That's crazy.
So were YouTubers
ago.
Were YouTubers already a thing?
Like, I was going to say, when did YouTube come out?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, there were people on it, but it was, like, really, really new. So, I got in at such a good time because if you try to start now, like, it's so much harder because there's so much more competition. But back then, when there's less people, it's, like, easier.
Yeah.
So, I started making videos and I started off as, like, there was just, like, different categories. So, I was, like, a beauty guru. And I did makeup stuff, but nowadays, there's, like, full-on, like, makeup artists. So, it wasn't the same thing. And I was literally, like, 14, like you can't be great at makeup at 14, but I was not.
So
I like started making videos and I made friends with a couple other girls who like were doing the same thing, and so it was like so much fun. Like, it was just such like a fun time in my life. So I was in 9th grade when I was like my first year of doing YouTube.
That is crazy. I didn't even know YouTube
so young
vlogs and stuff were a thing at that
it was
point. That's crazy.
It was old. I'm a grandma. Like, literally, like, all these new kids on YouTube. I'm like, I'm literally a grandma because I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
But I did it all throughout high school. And so it was nice because that was, like, my job. So in high school, I, like, was in school, obviously. And then I cheered. And then YouTube was my job. So it was so nice because I could just, like, do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I started dating Parker, my husband, senior year of high school, and he would kind of help me out with videos and stuff. And then after we graduated, I was like, hey, I need someone. There was just like a certain way that like you had to film. Like, when I was in high school, you could just like sit in your room and do like, oh, like my scarf collection and blah blah blah. But once like I graduated, it was the time period of YouTube where it was like everything just had to be like so like fancy and colorful and like really saturated, and you would film on like a stabilizer, so I couldn't film myself anymore. And so like in order to keep up with like the trends of whatever, I was like, hey, I have to have someone to film me, and like I have to teach them. So I taught him how to do it and he would film for me. And then he had a different job for like a while, so he would just like help me out like whenever he wasn't working. And then he eventually stopped working and was working for me full time. I think that was kind of more towards when we were like, okay, we're gonna get married, because I didn't want to really like I would have him in my videos and stuff, but not as much, because I was like, I just don't, like, if we're not going to get married, I don't want, like, our relationship
to be public.
Yeah.
So, luckily, we got married at 19.
That's nuts.
19 and 20. So, after we were like, hey, we're, like, probably going to get married and get engaged soon, blah, 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 I changed my channel to Aspen Parker, my vlog channel. So I have that channel and then I have my own like main channel. And so he just started doing that with me and I changed it to Aspen Parker and it was like both of us and he would edit them and then he films for me. So we do it full time now together. And so we've been doing that together for literally like 4 or 5 years now, like a long time. And then two years ago, we started Luca and Gray, which is my online clothing store. And so that's been really fun because I just had done YouTube for like so long and I loved it, but it was just fun to like get to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's been like so fun to do because it's just been something that's different.
Another
something
outlet. New.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this podcast for us is yeah. like I was not getting burnt out, but you just do Instagram for so long. It's like, okay, yeah. take photos every day, whatever. And then mm-hmm. to do this is just kind of like a new outlet to express our creativity. Yeah. And yeah. it's just cool.
It's fun to like branch out and do other stuff. So I'm so happy. We literally started that. Like, it was like one day I was like, oh, I think we should like start a clothing store. And then a month later we opened. Like, that's just how I am.
Oh, well, yeah.
Even with the puppy, I'm like, hey, I just have to be like
all in,
so impulsive kind of, and like all in and do it. Cause otherwise I'm just like a perfectionist. So I'll like either just jump in when I'm completely like not ready and then figure it out as I go. Or I would just sit and like think.
Overthink it to the point where you
overthink everything and never actually like
go for it.
Start. Yeah. So
no, was there ever a point that you wanted to stop doing YouTube? Have you ever been like, I'm done?
I've never actually been like, hey, I feel like this is like ending. Like, I don't want to do it. But obviously I feel like with every job, there's times when I'm like, okay, I'm just like burnt out and like need a break from stuff. So mm-hmm. I've like taken breaks before. Even it's usually just for like a week. I'll be like, hey, I just can't. So on my main channel, I upload once a week. And then our vlogs, we do 3 times a week. So if I ever, I'm just like, hey, I'm burnt out and I need a break. Like, I just won't post for a week. But mm-hmm. I try to not do that unless I really am like,
really
just like
out.
Really need a break. Yeah.
What, was there a moment when you felt like, do you remember when you hit a million subscribers, or was it, do you remember these like monumental moments where you're like, wow, this is insane?
I feel like I do, but it was so long ago.
You don't remember the exact time period?
I don't remember the exact day or time period. I feel like it was definitely when like Parker kind of started like working with me, just because mm-hmm. those videos that I was posting were like what a lot of people were wanting to watch. And so I was getting a lot of new subscribers. But I do remember like way, way, way back in the day, like I can't remember how many years ago. I think it was 9 years ago, maybe. I don't even know, so long ago. But I remember, so on YouTube, you can become, it's a little bit different now, but you can become a YouTube partner. So that's when you can like monetize your videos and actually like make money.
Mm.
So I remember I had applied, but it was a little bit harder to like do it when you were underage because you had to like, it was just confusing. You like had to put your parents' name, but then yeah. it was like your thing. So I had applied for it. So they like either reached out to you and asked you to be part of it, or you could apply. So I had applied, but I like filled something out wrong. So I got denied. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like so sad. I like worked so hard to like, I think I don't know what the requirements were, but it was like around like 2,000 subscribers is when people would like apply for it. And I remember, I don't know if I had been out with friends or what, but I had like come home one night and it was like super late at night and like everyone was sleeping. And I like hopped on the computer really quick, like in my parents' office, cause I didn't have a laptop.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I like had an email that was like, oh, like we invite you to like be a YouTube partner. And I was so like so excited and so happy. And I have a video I'll have to show you guys after. I yeah. literally am like, have like braces and like long brown hair.
And you're just so excited.
And I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Like I get to be a YouTube partner. So
wait, so cute.
It was so special. Yeah, it was fun.
And that's when you were how old?
I must have been like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe yeah. 15.
Yeah. So when you first started, were you thinking like, wow, I really think this is going to be something. Like, I really think that YouTube is going to be like a big thing. Or were you just kind of like, this is fun?
I feel like it, like, obviously there were big YouTubers back then, mm-hmm. but like it's grown so much that like, that just like wasn't even in my head. Like, not because I was like, oh, I don't know if I could ever do that. Or like, I don't believe in myself, but it just like almost wasn't
a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, well, I'll just keep going with this. Like,
see where
I love
it goes.
Doing it, yeah, and just kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, so it's cool kind of nice like that you were young,
yeah.
and that you weren't like, okay, well, I have to do another job until yeah. this works.
No, it's
you
so
know,
nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
That's crazy. I'm trying to think of YouTube started in 2006, right?
I think so. So I was only like a few years after it started. So yeah. obviously people were on it and they were big, but
yeah, the only video on YouTube I watched from sixth grade to probably my senior year was Charlie the Unicorn.
I don't know if I ever saw that. I remember the first YouTube video I ever saw was a video of Noah Cyrus singing. Like, my friend, I was at my friend's house and she like showed it to me. And I remember that was like the first.
How old was she? Probably like two.
Yeah, she was literally like a baby. She was singing.
Oh my gosh.
But that was the first YouTube video I ever saw. So just like thinking back to like, I specifically remember that moment. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's definitely been like 12, 13 years since I saw that video. I mean, I'll have to look at like when it went up. But like, it's so weird that now like that's what I do for my mm-hmm. job. And like, I had no idea what that site even was. Mm-hmm. It was like brand new.
It's the that's weirdest crazy. Thing to see how it all has evolved.
Yeah. I know. Oh, YouTube. It's so weird that in the last like 3 or 4 years, it's been like exploding.
Yeah.
YouTube has.
I feel it's like crazy. It goes in like waves too, where it's like a big yeah. thing. And it's like, no, and then it huge
like just
again.
Got out of this like big dip where everyone, we were all just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like it was just like, especially the people like my YouTube friends that kind of do the same thing as me. Like we were all just like, okay, we've been doing the same thing for a while. Like obviously we have to switch it up, but like
what direction?
What direction? Mm-hmm. Like we're so lost. And so now it's kind of like coming out of that. And then there was the whole thing with like the adpocalypse where YouTube was like demonetizing a ton of stuff and they put a bunch of new rules out. And so it was like, you had to be so careful about what you were posting.
Oh,
and like
I do
everything
remember that.
Had to be family friendly. And like, luckily most, like pretty much all my stuff is, but like even now I'm like, okay, wait, like can we talk about like literally if I say like boobs in a vlog, I'm like, freak, like
I'm like, we're gonna have to edit that out of our podcast.
yeah. So now YouTube's kind of like come out of that, and so it's just like so nice because mm-hmm. there's so many like new people and like new ideas and new things happening, so it's like more exciting. So nice.
Okay, so I think a lot of people are curious about YouTubers, and I know there's a lot of misconceptions even with Instagrammers. It's like, oh my gosh, you just get to take photos, like you just get to record yourself all day. And we obviously know, and we've talked about this before, that it's just not, I mean, it's so
as
much work
as it yeah. sounds.
And it's not always super glamorous. But what would you say is a typical day for you?
A typical day would be, I like to get up early. So usually I'm like, I set my alarm for 7:30 every day. So unless I'm like really lazy, I try to be out of bed for sure by 8. And then usually I'll like pick up the house, make breakfast. Parker will kind of like get our footage imported for the day, and then we'll eat breakfast together. We have a meeting that's like, hey, like what do we need to do today, what do we need to do this week. I look at my color-coded calendar and I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. like what do we need to get done. So we'll write everything down for the day, and then normally he'll go in and like start editing the vlog. And then just literally like what I do every day is just different depending on like
yeah, totally.
If I need to plan for a shoot or like do emails, whatever. So we'll kind of both have like a couple hours of work time, and then we'll usually like eat lunch together or like just eat lunch. And then usually in the afternoon if we need to shoot, like that's when we'll do that. And so we'll either go out and shoot or shoot at home or just do like kind of literally whatever like random work stuff we need to get done for the day, and then get the vlog up usually around like 4, 5, 6 p.m. And then now that I'm not traveling as much, I try to be done working at like 5, because when we were traveling literally like nonstop for like 2.5, 3 years, like I was just always on, it would be like 11:30 p.m. and I was editing and like cramming stuff in because I was in town for 3 days and leaving for a week. So it's been so nice now that things have just like slowed down with traveling, so we can kind of just enjoy like being home and actually being able to like spread stuff out more.
Yeah.
So I'll usually try to stop working at like, you know, whatever time, like 5, and then we'll eat dinner. And then after that, usually because we've kind of been together all day, we will just like do our own things. Like sometimes my friend will come over and we'll hang out, or usually Parker is upstairs in his new man cave in the new house and playing his video games or like
new
watching
man cave.
Basketball or whatever. So we kind of usually like at the end of the day is when we just take a couple hours to ourselves to just like chill, because we've been together for like a lot of the day.
That's nice.
So that's like a typical, like if we're at home and not like out somewhere doing something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. It's pretty much like, not that you're always working, but
yeah,
you kind of always, because if you upload 3 times a week
yeah,
with vlogs, it's like you're always editing or filming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty constant. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, it's not a routine because it's not set, but that's like the gist of like,
yeah.
And then yeah, throughout the day, like 3 days a week, we're like vlogging what we're doing.
Yeah. I know. It's so hard to say what a typical day looks like, because every day is so different for me as well. So I get that. Okay. So we're going to get into a little Q&A with you. We asked on our podcast Instagram if people had questions for you. We got lots of good questions. So
we got a lot more than usual.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with this one because I feel like it just coordinates with everything we've been talking about. Do you ever regret sharing things on the internet, like that you and Parker are trying to get pregnant, etc.? And does that make you feel pressure?
Not really. Like we kind of did a Q&A the other day that was like, I think it, I don't even know what it was, but it was more like personal questions or like people asking like how we, there was a lot of questions kind of asking like, oh, like, what is it like having everyone know like every single thing about you in your life? And like, you have no privacy. And we were literally just like, we have all the privacy that we want. Like, we can completely control what we share.
Yeah, that's right. True.
So we never are like really feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
About like what we've posted, because
if you weren't comfortable, you wouldn't share it.
Yeah, I wouldn't share it if I wasn't comfortable. So
and it's not the same as a reality TV show.
Yeah,
where
like we completely
they just capture everything and don't ask you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sorry, you said this, and now it's going on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we completely can like, you know, cut out or whatever, like not film anything that we're not comfortable like talking about. So I haven't really ever like felt like, oh, I don't have enough privacy, or like I don't like have my own life, you know. And then I'm just not like, even just literally in any situation, like I'm not the kind of person that feels pressure. Like, I'm not a people pleaser at all.
Yeah.
Like, literally for like no one. I'm like, I will do it if I want to do it for you. Not like I'm not a people pleaser. I never have been. So I never really feel pressure from people like about anything. Like, people
were like, please tell
time.
Us your secret.
Yeah. Maybe we might need to have a little sit down sesh after this. Me and Chelsea are people pleasers
for
sure.
I'm so not like at all. Like, if someone asks me to do something and I don't want to, I'm just straight up like, oh no. Like, obviously I'm nice about it, but I'm just not like a people pleaser at all. So I never have dealt with like, oh, I feel the pressure of the internet to like do this, or even like when me and Parker talk about having kids and stuff, and like that we want kids soon, people are like, oh, like, don't, you're just giving into the pressure of like, everyone's always asking you like, please have kids, like, please have babies right now. And I'm like,
that's not it.
If you
that's
think the internet is going to control like when I have a child, like, that is the biggest decision I will ever make in my entire life.
Yeah.
That is for me and for Parker. And that is the decision that we have made. And I've explained a million times, but living in Utah, like, you just, a lot of people, it's really common, get married young, have kids young. Like, I'm 22 and I'm literally like, freak, I don't already have a baby. Like, my mom had me at 20.
Yeah.
Like, planned on purpose. Yeah. I just want to be a young mom and I want 4 kids. And so YouTube has never like affected
that.
My like thoughts about like, oh, like when I want to have a baby. But
yeah. No, well, that makes sense. I think that's more good. So for me, I feel like it would be more of, and I don't know if this is what this person meant, but if you were to share like, we're trying, we just started, and then it's like 8 months have gone by, and you're feeling, not even like you have to please anyone, but you're just feeling already bummed that you can't get pregnant. And then in addition, you have every like comment is like, I thought you were trying, and you're just like, okay, stop.
Oh no, people
asking.
Literally every vlog, they're like, oh, I think Aspen's pregnant here. Like, I can see it like in her face. And I'm like, what?
They're like, cool.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm on my period right now, but thanks.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I feel like that, I don't know, like now that we actually have like really started thinking about that, I'm like, hey, I don't want to talk about it that much, just because like when I do get pregnant, I want to wait like the full 12 weeks to announce it. And so I feel like if I'm constantly like, trying to get pregnant, like, oh yeah, like, you know, then
every
it'll
week.
Be more obvious, like,
when you stop talking about
when
it.
When I stop talking about it and I am pregnant. And so, yeah, we've kind of stopped talking about that a little bit now that we're actually, like, really thinking about it. Because I just don't want as many questions.
That makes sense.
And investigators.
But, yeah, literally, like, I'll say in a video, like, oh, I'm just like, sorry, guys, I'm feeling, like, so sick. I'm, like, on my period right now. I have such bad cramps. Like, I'm just going to go hang out. Like, bye. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
The vlog comments will literally be, like, oh my gosh, like, she is totally pregnant.
You're like I'm on my period.
I'm on my period. And like, maybe I could lie or whatever, but I'm like, I'm not lying.
You're like, do you know how pregnancy works?
Yeah,
you cannot
like,
be on your period.
I'm not pregnant. But.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, this kind of goes along with that, this question. Why do you think there's such a stigma surrounding getting married young?
I think because you just don't know who you are. And I like agree. Like, I wouldn't change anything, but like, I wouldn't recommend people get married at like 19 or 20. I don't even mean that in a bad way. Like, oh, I did it. And I'm like,
regretting it.
Don't do that, you know? But you just change. And like, for me and Parker, like, it was fine for us because we were so young that even though we were married, like, things didn't really, obviously things changed, but like, they didn't really change because we still hung out with our friends. And like, Parker had his boys' nights and I had my girls' night. And obviously, like, married couples who are like 25 or 30, like, they still do those things too. But at the same time, I feel like as you get like older, those things are a little bit like less frequent, you know?
Yeah.
And so we would still like have all of our friends over and like we just lived like we had been. So it was fine and it worked and they're like, it wasn't like a problem or anything, but it was just like when you're like, we just didn't really like fully know like what marriage meant. And I feel like even now we're still figuring that out. Like we were all talking last night just me as a person, I'm like naturally like, okay, it's my way or the highway. Like, I'm selfish. And so to be married and to have to like put the other person first, like that's something that still to this day, I'm like, I don't even like, it's I don't hard. Understand. It's like my work. Brain's not wired that way. Like, I have to try really, really, really hard to do that. And so I feel like as you're older, like you're just more capable and you know yourself more. And so you can kind of do those things a little bit easier.
And so, I think also it's amazing because I feel like we're in a similar situation where I've never had a job where I've worked for someone really. Yeah. I've always done my own thing, had my own little businesses, been a photographer, whatever. And that's amazing. And it's such a blessing. But it's also in a way, I think you kind of not get selfish, but you don't almost know what it's like to like work for someone else or like be in the hands of someone else. It's like everything you do is just, you know, your way. Yeah. Like, this is my business. I run it. And I think even though it's different, relationships and business are not, you know, you can't compare them. But then when you get married, that kind of comes into play where I'm like, wait, I've always controlled like
everything.
Like, oh, I make my own money. I buy what I want. I do this. Like, this is my schedule that I made. And then to have someone else come to the picture and you have to share that all with them, which is like, it's a blessing, but also it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. And just thinking about that, like someone else is like also a person. Like, you know, when you think something and you're like so passionate, you're like, oh, this is how I feel and this is what I want to do. And like, if Parker doesn't ever like, you know, want to do something else or whatever, I'm like,
have a heart, such a hard time.
I'm like, wait, what? Like, it's so, it's just hard sometimes, especially for me being like a stronger personality person, to like actually process and realize that like, just as much as I want to do this thing, like whatever it is, he wants to do something else. And it's like, he feels the same way that I feel, but about something else. And so to like really think about that, I feel like it's just, maybe it's just my personality, but it's definitely been like harder as I'm younger. Like, it gets easier as I get older to like be more selfless and like think about him more.
Yeah. I think in some circumstances when you're married, as you get older, it becomes more like that where you're more selfless. But I think sometimes when you're not married and you are being by yourself for longer, then you start to get more selfish. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's almost, there's the pros and cons of getting married young. And we've talked about this on another podcast, but it's almost like, because you got married young, like I think we've all got married young, it's like we've had to grow with them. And like, so we had to start getting selfless very early.
Yeah. And, like, and okay, I feel like it's hard because you're working so much on yourself when you're younger, but then you also have to like try to put another person first and like be there for them. And I'm like, how do you do those things at like
simultaneously?
Yeah, exactly. You're so young and literally like I see people now that are like 19, like my brother's 19. And I'm like, if you were getting married, I would not even like be able to comprehend how you would
That's
like
how
survive.
I feel too. I'm like, you're 20 and you're getting married. Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, I think like.
And then you realize that you did that. Yeah. You're like,
Yeah, I feel like 22, 23, like, again, I wouldn't change anything, but I'm like, oh, we're at a good age now where I feel like we're like,
we could have gotten married now.
Yeah, yeah, like we could have totally waited and still been fine.
Do you have a team that helps you out with YouTube? So a manager?
I do have a manager. So yes. So I have my manager and she has people that like work for her. So they'll send me like emails for brand deals and stuff. And we have a group text. And so if we need to like do things quicker, it's through text with my manager and then two other people. So there's a team of three, but all they, I mean, they do a lot for me, but like all they do is manage all my brand deals and stuff. And so they, I'm a pretty planned out, like organized, scheduled person. So they help me like with planning stuff, but also at the same time, I'm like, they'll email and be like, okay, like what day do you want to send in this brand deal and what day do you want to post it? And so I'll be like, hey, here's my calendar, here's my schedule. So they kind of help coordinate that stuff. But just from like the other end of the brand, like trying to get everything figured out. So I do have that team that helps me. But in terms of actually like filming, editing, producing all my stuff and like actually answering my own emails, I just do, me and Parker do that. So yeah, Parker like edits everything. Parker edits our vlogs. I film my main, well, I guess Parker helps me film my main channel videos. And then I edit them and I plan the concepts for like everything too.
How do you think of the concepts for your videos?
It'll just kind of depend on like what we're doing, like with moving. Like my past few main channel videos have been like kind of revolving around like moving and like decorate with me and like stuff like that. But for our vlogs,
it's probably easier
kind of,
when new life things come
up. No, seriously. Like the month before we moved, I was like, oh, how am I going to survive? I have nothing going on. Like I have no vlogs of anything, but vlogs are easier because it's kind of just more like my main channel is what I'm doing in life, but also a little bit more like planned. And our vlogs, I do try to plan them out just because I hate when we like film and edit something and I'm like, wait, I don't have like a title or a thumbnail or anything. So I try to plan those out just based on like yesterday's video was like, oh, like cleaning and organizing the house. And so I planned that vlog title and like got a thumbnail because I knew that's what we were doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And your main channel videos, because I didn't really know this until, honestly, until I met you and got more into the YouTube world. Mm-hmm. Main channel videos are, like, I was always like, what's main channel? What's vlog channel? So vlogs are, like, the everyday. I mean, people know what vlogs are. But then main channel videos are more of, like, the sit-down stuff, right? Where you're, like, doing, I don't even know what, but.
Sit-down stuff is kind of, like, just coming back in. Like, it used to be, like, that's how it was in high school. You would sit and do, like, oh, like, my scarf collection or whatever.
Yeah.
That's literally a video that I did.
Yeah, you loved our scarf collection.
Yeah. Few years later, it was like you could not do like a sit down. Like that was just not a trend.
Yeah.
Not in at all. It was like, oh, like 20 summer life hacks, and you would have to. It was like a production, and so now it's so nice because
that's kind of coming back into
it's
style.
Kind of coming in. Yeah, to just like really minimal editing, like chill, simple. Like literally, people just film on like vlog cameras now, and like that's their main channel video. And
yeah,
like back a couple years ago, like that would not
have flown.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of nice now because just as my style has evolved anyways, where I'm like, okay, I don't really want to do like the really colorful, like
crazy
summer
videos.
Life hacks, whatever. Like I want to just do more like chill stuff. Like it's nice because that's like what I'm interested in now. And that's also like what people are wanting to see now. So it kind mm-hmm. of has been nice that it's like aligned like that.
That's good.
It is funny looking back on these big YouTubers, they're past videos and you can see the trends of like even Shane Dawson I think was talking about it where he would do conspiracy videos and then he had this where he would like try new foods and he's like what was that phase of my life even about what is that but like everybody was doing that like crazy stuff and then all of a sudden now it's more like lifestyle
it's like just more like
chill and
like
yeah.
organize my closet with me just like stuff that's so much more simple mm-hmm. so it's nice because that stuff actually is like less time consuming like it's still a lot of
and
work
and more natural probably
it's probably easier to maintain or like mm-hmm. sustain too.
Before it would like it was like a full week process
how many scarf collections
like,
can you have
I mean only one so after I did that I was like well
I'm out of ideas. How long basically does a campaign with a brand take from start to finish? I know that varies, but
yeah, it definitely varies, but usually I would say like a month by the time that I get the email. So I get an email that says like offer with this company, like it's for this much. They want you to do like one Instagram and one Instagram story, blah blah blah. Here's like more information. And then if I like agree to whatever, then
they'll like send the product or something. I'm just going off of how Instagram stuff works. I mean, I've done a few YouTube deals, but usually it's like they send the product, you try it out, you agree to it, you have the rate set, whatever, then you get going on production. And it varies. I feel like some brands are like, this is urgent, we need this by next week. And some people are like, oh, in 3 weeks. Some people it's 3 days.
Yeah.
Or brands,
no,
I mean.
Yeah, it really totally like just depends on the campaign. And it depends on if it's like a one-off campaign or like I have a campaign with Olay that I've done this year. So I've done like a couple things spaced out over a few months. So it really is just so different for like every campaign.
Yeah, it depends how long the partnership is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think a lot of people are curious about that aspect. Like, it's weird because I feel like it's not
like that complex.
Yeah, that not that complex and also not that taboo anymore. Like, I feel like a lot of people talk about it, but also people are so curious about the YouTube, Instagram world. It's just like this crazy
like ads,
thing to
what?
Them. They're like, what is that? Like, how do you do that? Mm-hmm. And it really is pretty straightforward in my mind. But
yeah, me too. But then I'm like, oh, it's because I'm also seeing literally like both sides of like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah. I'm a follower of JC. So I see her ads. And then I'm like, oh, and I also have my own.
Yeah. You know, both sides of it. You have friends in the industry. So it's not weird to you. But then other people are like, wait, what? How does that work? So I think it's interesting to talk about that and like let people know kind of the behind the scenes.
Let me know if you guys want me to be on here part two, exposing Instagram
brands.
Like exposing brands.
We have some
There's
stories.
No
we have some tea.
Okay, what is your favorite thing about Parker?
My favorite thing about Parker is how he is just like the opposite of me as a person. Like I'm so much more like uptight, type A, like plan everything, and he's just so go with the flow. So like I love being around him like with friends and stuff because I'm like, oh, like he's never gonna embarrass me by being like the bossy one in the group. But I'm like, okay, guys, like what's exactly the plan? Like, should I be here at 9 or 9:05 or
I'm dead.
Like he's just so chill and like go with the flow. And so I love that about him because I'm not like that way really at all. Unless I'm like in a group where I'm like not as comfortable, but like just a big group of people, like I wouldn't really be the one being like, hey, like I'm the boss, like let's do this. Like, yeah. Like, hey, like whatever.
It's good to have that balance.
Yeah. But yeah, him, he just is always like really chill with everything. And he's so handy. Like with our new house, I'm like, oh my gosh, can you like hang this up and paint this and like fix this and do that?
That is nice to have a handyman around the house.
That's also a plus. But
seriously, what would we do without them?
No, that's what I always think. When I like we got a new TV and I don't even worry about it. He just like hangs it, does it all. I'm like, wait, what would I do if I was alone? I'd have to learn how to do that.
Like, wait, I need to like
learn things.
That makes it sound so dumb.
Like, wait, how do I use the screwdriver?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
How do I hammer this in?
Okay. I liked this question. Someone asked, what is one thing that your mom taught you that you want to pass down to your kids?
My life. So many things. I'm like obsessed with my mom. Like she's so great. Literally every
You're
single
the oldest,
day,
right?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh mom, like literally if you ask any of my siblings, like who's the favorite, they'll all be like, oh, it's Aspen.
I'm dead.
Like they're all
Wait,
like,
that's kind of funny that you're
it.
The oldest and you're the favorite because I feel like really? It's always the baby.
Oh no, he is not. It's me by far. Oh my gosh. There's like literally just everything. My mom is just so kind like to everyone. And like, obviously I'm nice to people too, but like at stores or she's like at the grocery store, like I'm just really like more shy, especially when I don't know people. So if they're like, oh, like, hi, how are you today? I'm like, good. How are you? Like, I'm just, you know, like a normal person. It's like, okay, like, thank you so much.
Yeah.
But she's just overly like, just so kind. And so I feel like that's something that I'm like, oh, I aspire to like be like that so much because I just like get nervous. Like the other day, this lady at Target, she was just like this cute old lady and she was like the checkout lady and she was wearing, I don't even know what it was. It was like a cute Christmas sweater, like with a dog or something. And we were getting a lot of stuff. So I was at there like the checkout for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the whole time I was like, oh, I want to like tell her that I like her sweater, but I'm nervous. Like that's just me. Like every second of every day, I'm like, oh, I'm scared. So, like,
why
tell
is
her
that?
I like her sweater.
I
don't know. But I was like, I just need to do it. Like I need to tell her and maybe like, you know, like maybe it will make her happy. I don't know. Like, I want to tell her that I like it because it's cute. And so I finally did. And then I was like, okay.
It's so funny because like, what would be the worst case if you did? I always do the same thing. I'm like, oh, I like her eyeliner, but I'm way too scared.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
I'm like,
me.
What would happen? I'm like, I like your eyeliner. She's like, F you. Yeah. Like, she's not going to say that.
Like, you leave this Target right now.
Yeah. Or she's like, you're stupid for saying that. Like,
yeah.
Of course, it would make anyone happy to I am the same way too.
Yeah, no, yeah. But that's good. That's like, there's literally, I could list a million things, but I feel like that's one that off the top of my head and just to be so kind to like everyone. Like
I'm sure you could learn how to do that, but I want to say as an excuse that there are just people that are just like that. Cause I've said this a million times, my husband is just like that.
Yeah.
Like he talks to everyone and knows exactly what to ask them, is so involved with them. And then they're best friends afterwards. Too. And I'm like, I'm so awkward. I'm like, thank you. Have a nice night. And then I just leave.
No, I'm the same. And I hate it. I'm like, why can't I just be a normal
girl? I just want to be a normal girl. No, I think that's good. And it's so crazy. I mean, obviously, none of us are parents yet, but it is crazy how much you learn from your parents' example, even more than the things they say, just how they are as people. Yeah. And so I've thought about that so much as like we get closer to talking about having kids. I'm like, not that I'm ever going to be perfect, but you start to realize that you want to be the best version of yourself when you're a mom so that you can teach your kids
to be the best
they want to be. And like, I even think about when I would just say, oh, I look so ugly or like, oh, whatever about my body. And I'm like, I would never want my daughter to hear me say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And so it makes me like check myself even now when I'm like, oh, I'm so ugly. Probably said that 20 times this trip already, but you know, cause it's like, I want to get that in check now before I have kids and they would hear me say something like that.
All my ugliness out.
Yeah.
My baby.
I want to be beautiful and perfect before I
have
babies.
I need my lip injections and my boob job before my baby comes.
So she knows that beauty is everything. No, I will say that is like my favorite thing about my mom is that I've never heard her say a negative thing about herself. Like,
really?
The opposite. Like, she'll make jokes.
Yeah.
For example, one time she's like, this girl that goes to our church, she's awesome. Honestly, like, I love her so much. She's honestly amazing. She's like, honestly, she reminds me so much of myself. But she never is like, oh, I just feel like she never compares herself to other women.
That's
she
so
never.
Good.
And I don't know where I got it from, but
you're like, but I do.
Yeah,
awesome.
But I do every day. Probably got it from JC. Thanks.
Just kidding. I'm getting started way before then.
Probably started from my brothers abusing me. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I will say I want to be more like that when I'm a mom too, because I feel like that's so important, because I always just wish that I was more like that.
Yeah.
I use humor to cover my emotions.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
So I would just say, I feel like a lot of people look up to you, especially in, I mean, you have such a huge YouTube following and people watch you all the time. We're just talking about how, last night, how it's so weird. You're like, wait, it's so weird. People actually watch these videos. Like, what the heck?
I was watching my own blog and I was like, weird. Like, other people watch this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's so nuts. But I don't know. Do you have, I guess you already kind of said to be patient and stuff, but do you have any other advice for someone who like wants to get into YouTube or just any of this stuff? Even with Luca and Gray, you started your own clothing company and obviously you did have a platform. So that was an easier thing to do at that point. But I don't know. Do you have any advice? Because I think a lot of people want to start social media stuff or they just want to start businesses, but they're, I don't know, terrified. They don't want to put themselves out there. Do you have like any good advice?
I feel like this is like not even advice, it's just like a word, but it's like just actually like do it. Like you, like so many people are like, oh, I want to start this, but I'm like scared. I'm like, just do it. Like you're never gonna get anywhere if you literally don't do the thing that you're like trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like one of my friends just started a like clothing company and she's just like doesn't do any really like social media, anything. She just started it from literally the ground up and now she's just like working her butt off to try and grow it. And she like did all of her own research and she like did what she did to be prepared. Like she's worked at different clothing stores, like smaller, like local boutiques, and has kind of learned like a lot of information from there. And like, if she had literally just sat and been like, oh, I want to do this, but like, I'm so scared. Like, I don't know. Like
nothing,
you're never
going
to get anywhere. Like you have to actually do something in order to like figure things out and to grow and to get to where you want to be.
Cause even I think a lot of people think it's like, I don't know, in their head, it's the end all be all. It's like, I want to start this YouTube channel. But those things can lead you to other things.
Yeah.
Even just starting something can make you realize, oh, I'm passionate about this other aspect of it. And then you can get in. You know what I mean? Like someone could try and start an Instagram or YouTube channel, be like, oh, I want to be a blogger. And then realize they're super good at, like, maybe they'd be a really good talent manager.
Yeah.
Like, and that's another option where it's same kind of industry but just a different avenue. And so I think just like getting out there and doing things is super important.
You're never gonna learn. I mean, obviously you can like research things before and learn, but until you're actually doing it. And I feel like the number one thing that people that I hear people say is like, oh, I want to do this, but like I'm scared of what people think.
Yeah.
And I've just never really been like that. Like obviously like everyone wants people to like them, like obviously, but I've just always had really thick skin. And so I've never really like been bothered by like negative comments or like my haters or whatever.
Yeah, but part two, you just, teaching us how to not care about haters.
It's actually part three. Part two I'm sorry. I forgot, but
brand deal.
Another
tea.
One.
I'll be back
oh, yeah,
twice.
Exposing. An expose.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can't really offer good advice on that because I like don't see it from that perspective of like, I'm scared of like what people are going to think of me. Like, because I just am like, this is me. And if you don't like it, then don't follow me.
Yeah.
And like, that's it. And so
I'm inspired.
Yeah.
You just like turning over a new leaf. Worried about what people think. Like, I don't know.
There's
I
no
just
point.
I have no advice because I literally am like, what?
Well, I always
understand.
Just don't care.
I
that's
always
just don't care. Yeah. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. That's what we said. No, I think
so fast.
I think that I always tell that to Leif. I'm like, the crazy part is about other people's opinions. Like they actually don't matter.
Yeah.
Like at
well,
all.
Well, that's like,
but it's sad to say, I don't know. Really it just like comes down to what you want to do and what you're going to do. And it literally does not matter, but it's so hard to engrave that into my mind.
Yeah. Well,
but
especially when people like don't actually know me, like the only people that I actually care, like I don't want to sound mean, like, oh, I don't care about my followers' opinions. Like,
yeah,
you know, obviously I'm so grateful for everyone who follows me and like loves to watch my stuff and I like care about them and they're great. But like an actual opinion of like who I am as a person, unless you know me in real life, like extremely well, you don't actually know me. Like literally Parker, my mom, like, and like my best friend and my sister, I'm like that, like those are really some of the only people. And my grandma, she's probably listening. Hey grandma. But like,
she's like, shoot, I realize
so I guess
a lot of people
just
are
say
listening.
My family,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, no one actually knows you. And especially like, the intentions of like your heart, like who you are at the core. I'm like, you don't know, like you might see a video of me and be like, oh, she's like annoying, like whatever. But I'm like, you don't know who I really am. Like you don't know what I've done for my family. And like,
you don't know
I
my
like
intentions.
To just like send my mom flowers and like every night, like just telling her like, oh mom, I'm so grateful for you. Like, love you so much. Like literally just any little things about me. Like you don't know who I really am.
So there's no need to give it any time.
Yeah, like their opinion. I'm just like, you don't know me.
Yeah, it's not personal
at all. So mm-hmm. I'm not offended by like what you think of me.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm feeling very inspired.
Just like me neither. Taking a stand.
Yeah, you know what? Screw this.
No, it's so good. I even feel like that.
I like that a lot. I was saying when I get podcast reviews, I like any negative ones for a second. I like want to joke about it and be like, wow, that's dumb. But they don't affect me as much as like when people I know or I hear something, they say something. If like, especially if they know me, then I get offended because I'm like, wait,
you actually know me.
I thought you knew me. Like, and then I think it's the same though. No one really knows you as much as yourself.
My friendship circle is so small because I'm like, I don't want to be friends with people who are like, saying mean things about me.
Yeah.
Like, really don't actually like
love you.
I feel like if you have, well, my family could probably say some mean things because I am bossy, but like overall, like if you think that I'm not a good person, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that's just the truth. Like, yeah. It's not just me being like, I rock.
Yeah. No, it's
like,
true.
Yeah. Like if you don't, which obviously there's people out there that are just not going to like you. Like whatever mm-hmm. that quote is about like, oh, you could be the best. Juiciest peach, and like people don't like peaches. Like mm-hmm. someone doesn't
it's
like
so
them.
True.
It's so true.
It's so weird. It's because you think in your head. I always say this to Chelsea. I'm like, when people leave mean things on my Instagram or even just about the podcast, I'm like, wait, how could they? It sounds selfish, but it's like, how could they not like me? Because I've done like. I'm just not a mean person, and I've never done anything like
you just
mean. Like you're leaving hate comments about everyone.
Yeah, so I'm like, what the?
Well, like, the thing I think sometimes too is I'm like, what type of person would actually like leave a comment like that? Like,
and
I
take
would
the time.
Never,
especially when it's something stupid like, oh, I don't like your hair today. I'm like, you just have to think about like, do I really care
about that
what
type
that
of person
is like, saying, or especially if someone leaves like. Whatever that's like longer and more like thought out negative comment, but I'm like, just
you
think about
the
kind of person that comments negative things on the internet. Like,
yeah,
that is so sad for mm-hmm. them.
Yeah,
like they're obviously not happy in their life. They're not like fulfilled with their life and
or
themselves.
Or they're
and
doing
they
it
are.
As a joke and they don't actually mean it. And they're just trying to say
that,
something that hurts.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know what I mean. Like, they're just trying to be funny and like say something that like they think will hurt you.
Yeah,
just to hurt you. And you're like, well. I know you're just trying to attack me, but you have no actual substance
it's,
to do so.
Yeah, like those like actual trolls who are like, you're fat and ugly. You should not be on this earth.
Your transformation is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Someone DM'd me and was like, your transformation has truly been inspiring me or has truly inspired me and sent me photos of like me 2 years ago when I was like 10 pounds heavier. And I was like, okay, kind of offended, but also I kind of do look way better now. Wow, I had a glow up.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
Oh, no, I was that not was even offended. Funny. I thought it was funny. I was like, what?
The fact that they went back and found that.
I know.
Also, it's like as if you lost 200 pounds or something. Like,
like your transformation.
Yeah, my transformation. I'm like, wow, I think I did lose weight. That's nice to know.
Things.
Like, yeah, it's called stress.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, my life got very stressful.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up.
But I'm having so much fun.
I know. Part 2 and 3 are coming.
Yeah, part 2 and 3. Just let us know when you want them.
Okay, so we're going to do our... That's what they said quotes, and Aspen's gonna join us, which is so fun.
Mine is perfect for everything I've been saying.
Oh good.
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
Aspen memorized hers.
I've known this for so long because one of my best friends since fourth grade, it was on the like wall in her bathroom, and it was, all the water in the world, however hard it tries, can never sink the smallest ship unless it gets inside. So I feel like that really just goes with everything I've been saying. I don't know who said it, sorry.
But don't give credit on this podcast anyways. Don't worry.
Yeah. But it's just like so true. Like people can literally like just attack you and whatever. But unless you actually like care and let it in, like it just.
It'll never.
Doesn't matter. Like I just. You. That's like my favorite quote ever. I obviously haven't gotten out much in the quote world.
No,
I don't
like
know
that.
Any other ones. But I just feel like that one's perfect, especially for like my life and the positions that mm-hmm. I'm in. Like having whatever followers, like, and just having so many people's eyes and like opinions and stuff. So I just feel like that quote is so, like, I just love it because it's mm-hmm. so true.
Oh, I love that. I heard a quote the other day. This is not my quote, but it was saying you can't control if a bird lands on your head, but you can control if it
poops on you.
Stop. I thought that's what you were going to say.
They can't control the poop, but they can't help it. People feed them rice. That's not healthy.
Exactly. No. Sorry, I completely ruined it. I just,
yeah, this is going to be very spiritual. No, I'm just kidding. No, you can't stop a bird from laying on your head, but from landing on your head, but you can stop it from making a nest there, which I feel like is the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like you have complete control over where it stays.
From nesting and pooping if you try hard.
I was like,
they can't do either if you're...
If you run, they just can't even reach you. Yeah. Run away from the haters.
I will say I was at lunch the other day by myself and a bird pooped on me.
Wow, you can't control it.
I know, I said no, but I seriously felt so dumb. No, I felt something on the back of my hair. And I was like, what the heck? And I put my hand back there. Because it like landed on my hair and my back. And I was like, what the heck? So I reached back. And it was like kind of clunky, but not clunky.
That is the worst word.
It wasn't just like watery, if that makes sense.
I'm going to throw up.
What did I say?
You said clunky.
Oh, yeah. Like, clunky. No, sorry.
Clunky, that reminds chunky, me of combat boots. Clumpy.
Yeah, no, like it was more clumpy. Sorry. But anyways, I just felt so dumb because I was by myself. Like if I was with my husband, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Like a bird just pooped on me. But I was by myself, so I'm like awkwardly getting a napkin, like trying to see my phone to like get off.
Ew.
Anyways, sorry.
Sorry.
Hi. Okay, Jace, go ahead, give yours. Be better, not bitter. Nice, sweet, short.
Short,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Like don't. I think the same thing with the haters. Yeah, don't dwell with what the haters say. Like, just be better.
Yeah.
My brother was telling me about, I forgot who it even was. Again, I'm not very good at giving credit. But my brother was saying that he heard a story about a guy who went into his job. He was, like, homeless. It wasn't making that much money. And he went into his, like, little construction job or something. And he walked in and he heard all of his coworkers talking about how, he always talks about, oh, this guy always says he has biggest dreams, but he's never going to go anywhere. Like, he's never going to make it. He's just all talk, whatever. Mm-hmm. So the guy left, and he thought that quote, like, be better, not bitter. Mm-hmm. And so he went and built this company, is now, like, a millionaire. And he's like, I am going to take that, and I'm not just going to sit here and go in there and mope around. Like, I'm going to be better.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That's really good. Okay, so I was listening to this podcast the other day, the Goop podcast. Have you guys ever listened to it? Mm-mm. And the episode is called Selfishly Thankful. And it is the guy being interviewed is AJ Jacobs, who I didn't know who that was. But anyway, he has a book and I haven't read it or anything, which I want to after listening to this podcast because I loved everything he said. But this is the quote that I wrote down because I specifically wanted to share on our podcast because I just loved it. And I want to, I want to go way more into this on a different episode. But he basically said, we take all the things that go right for granted, for granted. And he was just like, there is so much that goes right in a day.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to focus on like the few things that go wrong. Mm-hmm. But he was just giving examples. He's like, you didn't break a bone today. Yeah. You didn't get in a car accident. You were able to go on a walk. Like, your body's healthy.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a big one, is like being grateful for your health, but you don't be grateful for it until like you get sick or something and then you get better and you're like, oh,
I'm so grateful I'm better.
Yeah. Well, even when you have a cold, you complain about, well, I've been complaining this whole time about my sinuses when I'm like, wait, my legs work perfectly. I have all this other like abundant health, but I'm complaining about my nose being stuffy.
No, exactly. And it's easy to complain. And basically the whole episode is just about gratitude and how that truly is like the key to happiness, and just realizing that there's so much, like just being able to turn that around when you do have those negative thoughts of like, oh, I'm so annoyed about this. Because I'll get really overwhelmed with work stuff and I'll just be like, I have this deadline and this. And then, I mean, this is rare that I'm able to really turn it around. But then I really start thinking about like, oh my gosh, I have this job, like I'm making good money right now. Like I'm able to support, you know, like, and all this stuff. And like, so many people don't have that. And so why am I complaining about this email deadline that I, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I loved that. And I want to go way more into that in a different episode, because he said so much good stuff the whole episode.
I'll also come back for that one, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Just request me.
Part five.
Oh, how many do we have? I don't even know.
As many parts as you guys want. Just let me know.
Just let us know. I almost said in the comments below. Oops.
Oops.
That's YouTube.
Anyways, thanks for coming to our channel.
Oh, yeah.
Smash
dang
that
it.
Like button.
Yeah. I was going to start the episode being like, what's up, guys? Welcome to What We Said podcast. Today we have, you know, just be like a YouTuber. But then I forgot. So that's just our outro.
Let's start
now.
Over.
Crap. Yeah. Can we talk about how I told my husband to call me when he woke up and it's 1:28 p.m.
Perfect.
And he just called me.
Great. Okay, well, that is going to be it for our episode. We'll have you back someday, Aspen.
Part 4, 5, 6. Just let me know, guys.
Just let us know.
Sorry if I talked really fast.
No. Okay, we'll slow down. No,
oh, good.
Wait, have you ever been on the podcast app and you accidentally pushed like the
fast forward button?
Those like 1.5 times? You haven't?
No,
have you?
I did that on Audible though the other day and it was like just a little bit too fast. I was like, dang mm-hmm. it.
No, it is shocking. Like,
or
people
you can
have messaged
do the slow
us.
One.
Yeah, or you can do
oh,
it
yeah,
slower.
Oh, yeah, guys, slow down my parts if you need.
Whenever, just keep it in your hands. Keep it ready. Slow down when Aspen's talking.
Yeah. Okay. No, but someone messaged us and was like, did you guys talk really fast in the last episode or was it just me? And then she realized that she had it on like the double thing. Like the whole episode
oh my
was
gosh.
So fast. I was crying.
Wait, that she like actually
like,
thought that we
so
talked
fast
like that.
And it was really short. What the heck? Yeah.
Can't believe it was so a 20 minute episode. Oh my gosh.
Wait, that sounded like you were talking in yeah. literally four speed.
I feel like everything I said is so fast. I talk fast when I'm nervous.
No, it's good. You're good,
don't
girl.
Don't unsubscribe.
Don't unsubscribe, please.
I'm like, I know this is our worst episode yet, but please stay tuned. No, literally, you are the number one person people ask us for.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Every time. We're like, who should we talk to? Even we'll be like, who is a good guest in Arizona? They're like, have you ever thought about Aspen?
We're like, oh, I guess we'll fire down. Mm-hmm. What are the odds? We're actually recording in Arizona. Worked out perfectly. Okay, well, Aspen, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us today.
Thanks for having me.
We love you.
I will be back, guys.
Woo!
I'll make sure.
She's like evil eyes right now. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Oh, bye.